The new project, sponsored by the Wisconsin Children's Trust Fund, will target Milwaukee and Wausau. The goal is to change the traditional strategy for child sex abuse prevention, often referred to as the stranger danger approach. Fund director Marianne Snyder says simply warning children to beware of strangers isn't enough because 95% of child sex offenders target victims they know or are related to, and often they begin their abusive behavior in adolescence. She says the new approach is to help parents look for warning signs that abuse is happening within the family and taking steps to stop it.
What the general public is uninformed about is that a very large subset of offenders are treatable. So especially if we can catch them early on during adolescence and get them into appropriate family-based treatment, you could save hundreds of kids from the lifelong consequences of being sexually abused.
The pilot project will begin in April and target community centers and schools with presentations and workshops and a link to a web page and phone hotline run by an international group called Stop It Now. Snyder says in both Australia and England, the group has been successful in getting offenders themselves to call the hotline and seek treatment, but she says in the U.S., tough sex offender laws and public attitudes discourage offenders from doing that.
So Stop It Now has sort of changed their tactics, and really the primary audience is adults who think something may be wrong in a child's life, but they don't know what to do about it.
Snyder says the goal of the new project is to give parents a clear set of guidelines for how to stop abuse before it happens. If it's successful, the group hopes to raise funds to expand the program statewide. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.